यदा हि धर्मशः ग्लानिर्भवति भारत। अद्युत्थानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापना शंभवानि युगे हरेर्नाम केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव गतिरन्यथा। कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे।
Hare Krishna and welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we have a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtan, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. And then we have a discourse on Krishna Consciousness from 1 to 2. Then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then we finish the day's program with a vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along and join us and celebrate Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, every day we have the temple is open for public from 4:30 with Mangal Aarti, and then we have dressings of the deities, and the adarshans open again at 7, and it goes on till 1. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And there is a break from 1 to 4, and the deities are open. Darshan is also again open from 4 to 7:30. Please come on any time of the day during darshan time. And they have darshan of their lordship Sri Sri Radha Girdhari, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Gauranithai, Giri Govardhan, and Srila Prabhupada. I've been reading to you the Mukunda Mala Stotra, the prayers of King Kulshekar, for a few weeks, and I'll continue. Today I'll continue from text 12, sloka 12, which says, Bhava jaladhim agadham dustaram nistrehim katam aham iti cheturamaha samgaha kataravatam sarsija drishi deve tariki bhakti reka narka bhidi nishnana Tariyasyati avashyam. Dear mind, do not bewilder yourself by anxiously thinking, how can I cross this fathomless and impassable ocean of material existence? There is one who can save you, devotion. If you offer her to the lotus-eyed Lord, the killer of Narkasura, she will carry you across this ocean without fail. The purport is like this. The devotee is not afraid of the miseries of the material existence. He is confident that Krishna will save him. Although the forces of destruction are more powerful than any mortal, the devotee is like a tiny bird protected by its parents. The Supreme Lord assures us, declare it boldly, O Arjun, that my devotees never perish. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 31. However, if one seeks the protection of the Lord through some means other than devotion, one will fail. Krishna is not impressed by anything but devotion. For example, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 26, he encourages the devotee to offer him food in order to increase the devotion, the devotee's loving relationship with him. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. The Supreme Lord does not want any food or flowers in any end of themselves. But when his devotees offer them with bhakti, with devotion, he is very attracted and inclined to reciprocate his devotees' love. Unless the Supreme Lord is pleased with our service, he will not reveal himself. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritha. And without his personal intervention, a soul will remain stranded in the cycle of birth and death despite all material qualifications. In his prayers to Lord Narasimha, Prahlad Maharaj confirms that bhakti alone can satisfy the Lord. One may possess wealth in an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotion, devotional service. Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 9, Text 9. Even though one is saving a spiritual master, one may doubt the efficacy of bhakti. But King Kulshekhar assures his mind that there is no need for anxiety. If we contemplate by abysmal depth and impassable breadth of the material ocean, or if we frighten ourselves by dwelling on the torments of hell, then we will become paralyzed and unable to carry out normal activities. There is no need for such fear if one is situated sincerely in devotional service. As the Brahman from Avanti Desh said, Etam sa astaye pratam nistam adeha adhyasitam purvatmayer maharishibhi aham tarishyami duranta paraparam param tamo mukunda mukunda giri nishayvayeva. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord, Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavat, Canto 11, Chapter 23, Text 57. Mukundamala, Text 13. Trinato e madan pavano dhihuta morami male daravate tanya sahaja garha sangha kulecha sansara rakhe mahate mahate jaladho majjatam nistridaman padam bhoje varada bhavato bhakti navam prayach. O Lord of the three worlds, we are drowning in the vast ocean of samsara, which is filled with the waters of material hankering, with many waves of illusion whipped up by the winds of lust, with whirlpools of wives and with vast schools of sharks and other sea monsters who are our sons and brothers. O giver of all benedictions, please grant me a place on the boat of devotion that is your lotus feet. In this nightmare vision, all the dear and familiar things in life become fearful. And yet, this is an accurate assessment of material reality. King Kulshekhar's oceanic metaphors are not fanciful, but show us vividly what actually is. There is a common saying that a drowning person suddenly sees his whole life pass before him, but we never hear what happens to the person after death. The atheist assumes that when we die, it is all over and we rest in peace. But according to Vedic knowledge, there is life after death. One who has taken birth is sure to die, and after death one is sure to take birth again. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 27. If the conditioned soul sees his life pass before him at death, it is usually with regret. His strong attachment to lifelong companions and family members becomes a big weight that drags him down into repeated birth and death. Therefore, it is better for a person to see the fearlessness inherent in material life before it is too late to rectify his consciousness. When he begins to realize that there is great danger in the way he is leading his life, enjoying a false sense of security within his orbit of friends and relatives, then he must by all means try to change the situation by taking up devotional service to the Lord. If he is fortunate, he can convince his friends and relatives to also change and lead a life dedicated to God consciousness. But if cannot change them, then he should at least save himself, as Prahlad Maharaj told his demonic father, Hiranyakashipu. तत् साधु मन्ये सुरव वर्य देहिनाम सदा समुद विघ्नाधियम असद्य ग्रहत हितवतम पातम ग्रहम अंध कूपम वहनम गातो यत दहरिम आश्रयता. ओ बेस्ट ऑफ असुरस किंग ऑफ द डीमंस एज फार एज आई हैव लर्नड फ्रॉम माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एनी पर्सन हु हैज एक्सेप्टेड अ टेम्पररी बॉडी एंड टेम्पररी हाउस एंड लाइफ इज सर्टनली एम्बेरस्ड by anxiety because of having fallen into a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 5. It is not an easy thing to wake up from the complacency of ordinary life. Everyone knows that life is full of difficulties, but we tend to think that our family members and friends are our only solace. But as Kulshekhar and other Vedic sages point out, in materialistic life, our family members are like vicious beasts attacking us. To convey this unpalatable truth, Jadabharata related to King Rahugana an allegory about the forest of material enjoyment. In this context, he said, "My dear king, family members in this material world go under the names of wives and children, but actually they behave like tigers and jackals." Several times in the Mukundamala Stotra, the poet compares the material world to the sea and the Lord or his lotus feet to a boat that can rescue us. The metaphor is excellent, for no matter how expert a swimmer or a person may be, he cannot survive on his own in the rough and vast expanses of the ocean. So our attempt to swim the ocean of material life on our own strength, encouraged by our family and friends, is as futile as the attempt of the lone swimmer at sea. We should turn in our only rescuer. We should turn to our only rescuer, the Lord, and with utmost sincerity thank Him for coming to save us. Text 14. Prithvirenu ranu payamsi kanika phalagus fulingo lagus तेजो निःश्वासन मरुतनुंतरं रंध्रं सुसूक्ष्मं नभः श्रुधा रुद्र पितामह प्रभूतया कीर्ता समस्त सुरः दृष्टे अत्र सा तारको विजयते श्रीपाद धूलिकणः. Once our Savior has been seen, the whole earth becomes no greater than a speck of dust. All the waters of the ocean become mere droplets. The totality of fire becomes a minute spark. The winds become just a faint sigh, and the expanse of space becomes a tiny hole. Great lords like Rudra and Grandfather Brahma becomes insignificant, and all the demigods become like small insects. Indeed, even one particle of dust from our Lord's feet conquers all. Lord Krishna is unlimited. No one is greater than or equal to him. Therefore, It is impossible to compare him with anyone else, even if we wish to make a favorable comparison. He is unique. Everything depends on him. And he is the only provider. Eko bahunam yo vidhadati kamam. Therefore, to say that God is greater than all others is insufficient praise. But to bring the reality of the Godhead more vividly to focus in our limited minds, which are always prone to making comparisons. King Kulshekhar here gives us metaphors that stress the supreme greatness of the Lord. He compares the Supreme Lord to persons and things we might think are the very greatest. Those who reject the personal conception of God, such as pantheists, think that the earth itself is God. Some impersonalists think that the sky is the greatest manifestation, and so they consider it to be God. Demigod worshippers consider Rudra or Brahma the supreme person, or they think all gods are equal. Thus, Kulshekhar, his metaphors serve to dismantle all these misconceptions. This verse expresses King Kulshekhar's mood of awe and reverence as he contemplates the Supreme Lord's magnificent power and opulences. Many pure bhaktas go beyond this appreciation of Lord in his opulent majesty and come to enjoy intimate loving exchanges with him. But regardless of one's ultimate relationship with the Lord, when one starts one's devotional career, one must be trained to appreciate the greatness of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 8, Krishna teaches his friend Arjuna, "The whole cosmic order is under me, under my will. It is automatically manifested again and again, and under my will it is annihilated at the end. Because the Supreme Lord's potencies are unlimited, they are also inconceivable. For example, Krishna creates all these species of life and yet he has no connection with them. The Jew souls have no awareness of how the cosmic process is taking place. Yet, by the will of Lord, they are sometimes supplied bodies allowed to maintain themselves for a while. And then, without their knowledge or control, they are annihilated. But He whose will directs all these changes is not involved with it." Glorifying the Lord as King, Kulshekhar does in this prayer, awakens in us the proper mode of appreciation for the Lord's greatness, and also helps us understand our position and his insignificant servants. Text 15. Ye loka srunut prasuti marana vyadhes chikisam imam yogajna samudharanti munyayam yaja balakayadhya antara Jayotir Ameyam Ekam Amritam Krishna Akyam Apiyatam Tatpitam Paramoshadam Vitanurte Nirvanam Atayantikam. O people, please hear of this great treatment for the disease of birth and death. It is the name of Krishna, recommended by Yajvalke and other expert yogis steeped in wisdom. This boundless, eternal inner light is the best medicine, for when drunk it bestows complete and final liberation. Just drink it. Devotees are always pleased to hear bona fide vessels proclaiming the glories of the Lord's holy name. We like to be reminded and encouraged to always chant and hear the holy names with great attention and devotion. As a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, King Kulshekhar naturally worships the holy names of the Lord. Here he compares them to a medicine for curing the disease of samsara. Of all dreaded maladies, samsara is the worst because it includes all other diseases. As long as we are bound to take birth in the material world, we must inevitably expose ourselves to cancers, heart attacks, AIDS, and so on. All cures within this world are temporary, because even if we are cured of one disease, we will eventually contract another, either in the present life or a future one. As with our attempts for happiness, our attempts for health must fail sooner or later. In previous ages in India, a criminal would sometimes be strapped to a chair and immersed in water almost to the point of drowning. Upon being brought up, he felt great relief, only to be plunged under again by his torturers. Similarly, the times when we are pain-free and happy are like the few seconds of relief the prisoner feels when he is brought up from underwater. The basic principle of material life is suffering. Therefore, we should be very eager to receive the medicine that will cure all our diseases. The word nirvana is in this verse refers to the permanent cessation of samsara and its attendant miseries. Nirvana has become famous from the teachings of Lord Buddha. But the voyeuristic liberation of Buddhism teaching is unnatural for living entities, and thus it is temporary. We can find factual permanent release from pain only in the kind of liberation King Kulshekhar refers here. The liberation of a devotee engaged in eternal service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When through the process of devotional service, he becomes free of all material desires and attains pure love of God, we will be transferred to the Vaikuntha realm where there are no anxieties or sufferings. So we'll stop there here for next week. Let's have some kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Rama, Rama Ram Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.